And 9:30 on a Monday morning, an opportunity for me to welcome in City Manager Mike Bailey from the City of Bartlett. I almost gave the wrong name.
It still sounds strange, doesn't it, Charlie? Trust me, it sounds strange every time I hear it.
And members of the staff of the City of Bartlesville, first of all, Mike, thanks for coming in this morning. I know it's always interesting and informative when you're around.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate you lying to me like that. That's always...
Why would I do that?
Did you see that for just a second? Charlie was speechless. I've never seen that before.
If human beings are involved, it happens. You know?
That I understand. So, well, it's a good morning today, Charlie.
It is a good morning.
Looks like we avoided it.
Unless you're Mr. Stoops, but yeah.
That made everybody else, well, I shouldn't say it, but that made it a good morning for me, Charlie.
a house divided, so to speak.
That's it.
You know, so.
That's it. I was not too disappointed in that. I realize that opinions may vary, but I think mine is in the majority on this. So
I will not take a poll this morning. It's okay. If you want to make some city Facebook post, that's between you and Kelly.
Okay, we'll work on that. We'll go ahead and share that on the city's page to get it going. So, well, it is good morning, and it looks like we avoided most of the ugliness over the weekend.
For the folks in Fairfax apparently took the brunt of that. That was two square blocks that apparently were somewhat damaged last night. State Highway 18 was closed for a few hours, but they are working their way back to normalcy.
Well, and they're that's a small community, so they've got some big friends around that can help them out.
I know the Red Cross was responding. I'm sure other organizations will as well.
Yeah, that is one thing I will tell you that municipalities are very good at. We're very good at helping each other.
Yes.
When Joplin happened, there was municipalities from hundreds of miles away that sent equipment and firefighters and rescue dogs.
Including the City of Bartlesville and Washington County. Emergency management responded. Some of our firefighters and police officers responded.
Yes, sir.
And made that, hour and a half drive over to Joplin. They spent a few days over there helping with search and rescue and a few other things.
Very, very thankful for everything that those guys do, and we appreciate the opportunity, and I know that being in the kind of community, the municipal community that we're in, that it would... That the favor would be returned should it be necessary. So
I know it's not going to be a topic of this program, but I will mention it as a public service. There is a city election as part of what's going on the November 6th ballot. Friday is your final day to be registered to vote. So if you are a new resident of the community or an old resident of the community but not registered or need your voter registration information, get it done by Friday.
Make sure you do so. And I would certainly encourage everybody. One of the most disappointing things I've ever heard was for someone to tell me that they went in to vote and were surprised to find out that there was a local election. I realize a lot of people go in to vote for governors, presidents, senators. They're bigger elections, and I just hate to hear that somebody would be surprised. So I would encourage everybody to ensure that you're knowledgeable about what's on the ballot as far as a local level. I would say it's just as important and sometimes more important than the national elections and to the state elections.
So city and county are the levels of government that are closest to the voter?
That's right. And I feel very strongly that has a huge impact on your day-to-day life. So, again, I encourage everybody to be as informed as possible about what those things are. This is just, as far as the city goes, we have two contested wards, which is Ward 2 and Ward 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward 2 is at the southeast quadrant or so of the city, and Ward 4 would be the northwest. So that would be everything from Woodland View to Oak Park in Ward 4, and then Ward 2 is stretches out a little bit as well, but the southeast.
Yeah, Ward 2 is an open seat. Ward 4 is a contested race with an incumbent.
You're right. So John Kane has elected not to refile, and so there is a race in his ward that is the Ward 2 race. Alan Gentius has drawn an opponent this time, and so that will be the Ward 4 race. So, again, as far as I'm concerned, of course, it's pretty personal for me, those are very important, perhaps more important than any other race out there. So, again, I'd encourage everybody to be as informed as possible. So,
One third of the city of Bartlesville is also represented in District 1 of the county commissioner's race, so I'll bring that one up as well.
Yep, that is, those are also very important races. The county commissioners, they impact our daily lives. In fact, I believe with the announced retirement of the sheriff, unless I'm mistaken, that the county commissioners will actually have the power to appoint a sheriff to fulfill the unexpired term.
Sometime in December, it was the unofficially announced deadline or date that I have heard on the sheriff's retirement.
So those are always things to keep in mind when you hear those local elections and think that maybe they're not all that important. Yeah. Well, they definitely do matter.
You have some other announcements for us today. I will remind folks there was garbage collection as normal today. I had a few calls at the station. Is there garbage today? Yes. Columbus Day is a federal holiday, not a city holiday.
That's right. Well, that's not one that we celebrate or recognize here. I guess we recognize it, but we don't celebrate it and don't have the day off. So if we did, we wouldn't be here. Or maybe we would have pre-recorded that so then pretended to be here. I don't know.
Okay. Well, either way,
either way,
you're here.
I don't want to give away too many secrets. Charlie, do have a couple of announcements. I want to talk a minute about our Employee of the Month. And in fact, I have the police chief here with me, and this is one of his guys. This was Caleb Sampson. He was named the City of Bartlesville's Employee of the Month. And this is a little bit of a soft category when we talk about Employee of the Month. This is typically somebody who's gone over and above. We don't recognize somebody just for being good at their job. They have to be good at their job and then have done something else extraordinary. In this case, Sampson was observed by a citizen helping a young boy fix his bicycle. The one of the wheels on the boy's bicycle had come off and it needed temporary repair to allow the boy to ride home. The citizen actually was the one that made contact. In fact, he contacted me, and I contacted Officer Sampson's supervisor, and he was able to, all of this went through the process, and then he was awarded the Employee of the Month. And I would say that Caleb has represented the City of Bartlesville and the Bartlesville Police Department with the utmost professionalism and devotion to duty. So it was great to have a chance to honor Officer Sampson, and we appreciate his service and the service of those like him who go just a little bit beyond what's absolutely required. So that truly does represent us well. We've also got a couple of programs coming up, Charlie, at the History Museum and at the library. We've got a series of programs coming up. Some of these fall over fall break. The Bartlesville Area History Museum will feature educational programs on women's suffrage and sports in Washington County for area children to enjoy on their fall break. The women's suffrage will be the topic for 4th through 6th graders during a program set for 1 o'clock on October 18th. Sports teams of Washington County will be the focus for 4th through 6th graders on October 19th during a program set for 1 o'clock. So that's the 18th and 19th starting at 1. And if you want to sign your child up for any of these programs, you can call 918-338-4294. The library is bringing in a featured speaker. The man's name is John Hinkle, and he's talking about the story of World War I. You said, it sounds like you may have heard him speak.
I have heard the name. I have not heard him speak.
I'm actually kind of interested, and I'm going to try to make this one myself. Master storyteller John Hinkle will present the story of World War I at the Bartlesville Public Library. It begins at 7 p.m. on October 25th. The program, which is free and open to the public, will be held in the upstairs meeting room at the library, located at 600 South Johnstone. And apparently, Mr. Hinkle will appear in costume as a World War I general during his talk. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
This is the anniversary of the birth of General Eddie Rickenbacker. I don't know if that's the one he'll be portraying or not.
Maybe.
Mr. Rickenbacker had an Air Force base in Ohio named after him. So yeah.
And this is his birthday.
This is his birthday.
Charlie, this is why I love to have you around. You know all kinds of things I never would have dreamed of. And we also have coming up, I believe this is this week. Yeah, this would be on Wednesday of this week, is Walk to School Day. And the City of Bartlesville has been partnering with the Bartlesville Public School District on this event since 2009. And we're proud to do so again. All children are encouraged to walk to school on that day. I know that there are several events that go along with it. They have what they refer to as walking school buses, and they do some things. So and even if a child does ride a bus to an elementary school, I believe then they have the option to walk around the school and still participate in the event, even if they weren't able to walk from their homes. So.
Generated from that event, the City of Bartlesville has in the past done some sidewalk improvement and sidewalk building as part of that emphasis.
We have. In fact, this is just one of the things that we do as part of our Safe Routes to School grant. And that does provide funding, which is typically used for sidewalks on the area. So it is a good event, and one that, again, we're proud to be part of. And then one other event that's coming up, and this one's in October 27th, so we'll have another notification about this. We've been talking about it for a little bit. This is the Drug Take Back Day. And essentially what this is to allow people who have unwanted, unused prescriptions in their house to dispose of them safely. The DEA officials say the medicines that languish in home cabinets are highly susceptible to diversion, misuse, and abuse. So this is just an opportunity for people to get those out of their houses. The Bartlesville Police Department will participate in this. It is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on October 27th. And it is, there are three locations, at the Bartlesville Police Department, which is 615 South Johnstone, at Fire Department Station Number 3, this is 100 Southeast Madison, this is one that's just north of Sooner Park, and then the final location is Fire Station Number 4, 3501 Southeast Price Road, this is the one behind Food Pyramid, or if you're a little older, it's over by the canteen, I believe is what it was called. Mm-hmm. So this is for pill and patch forms medications only. No liquids, needles, or sharps will be accepted.
Of note on that, the past two, which this is the third one this year, City of Bartlesville has come in number 2 in the state as far as the
amount turned in. We have. In fact, I think both of those were about 190 pounds reclaimed during that period of time. So that's that we've been highly successful with that and are glad to continue that program. Most importantly to note is that this is anonymous. This is no questions asked. There'll be an officer there just simply to monitor the disposal equipment. There's nobody recording, nobody asking questions. So if you have prescriptions, we don't care how you came by them. If you want to get rid of them, come down, join us, and feel free to.
Anonymity is a good thing.
That's right, especially in these instances. So, and the final announcement I have, Jerry, my gosh, I was reading this, so now we're even. I called you by the wrong name. There we are.
That's okay. I will accept that that nomenclature.
That's right. I was reading this off of my piece of paper as I went to speak, and on a week ago at the city council meeting, Jerry Maddox announced his retirement. And Jerry has quite a long history with the city of Bartlesville. He has been here for 43 years, I believe. He was appointed in 1975. You'll have to have him on sometime just to ask him what that first night was like. It was pretty wild.
Jerry, you are invited.
Yeah, Jerry was appointed the night that 5 new council members were sworn in. They were sworn in by the previous city attorney. The first thing that the new council did was to appoint an interim city manager because he had resigned just about that time. Well, I assume they were related. The next action that they did was to discontinue the services of the former city manager or city attorney who had just sworn them in. And then the third thing that they did was to hire Jerry Maddox, the city attorney, and he's been there ever since.
What a great news night that was.
That was weeks of news for you, Charlie, I guarantee it. So it was very interesting. But Jerry is the city attorney, and this is one of only 4 positions that are directly appointed by the city council. The other 3 are the city manager, the municipal judge, and the city treasurer. And also during that meeting, the mayor talked a little bit, the mayor and council talked a little bit about accepting applications, essentially accepting resumes and letters of interest. And they instructed anyone who is interested and qualified to submit those before 3 o'clock p.m. on October 19th. And applicants have 3 options. They can mail their resume and a letter of interest to the city manager's office. This is at 401 South Johnstone Avenue, mm-hmm. Bartlesville, Oklahoma. You can drop them off at that same location. Or if you would prefer to email them, then you can email them to my executive assistant, Elaine Baines, at rebaines@cityofbartlesville.org. And of course, all of this information is available on the city's website. I spoke a little fast. We had a lot to talk about here this morning.
We do.
Still got more to do, so I sound a little bit like an auctioneer there at times. But cityofbartlesville.org has all the information that you're looking for. So, and with that, Charlie, we'll move on to the next item that we have. In fact, we've got something coming up here. I believe it's this weekend, isn't it, Keith?
We do. We have an auction coming up this weekend. We're going to sell off some city surplus items. I think we have well over 100 pieces of equipment and Most of those items are large items, so the auction will move fairly quickly. It's Miniman Auction Company is running the auction for us. It'll be this Saturday, October the 13th. The auction starts at 10 o'clock. We'll be out there around 10, so if people want to come out for viewing, around 8 o'clock, I'll probably be there at 9 o'clock if they want to do some previewing of the stuff that's there. The auction will start at 10 o'clock. The auctioneer accepts cash and check only, so payment process. Titles for the equipment will be held at City Hall until payments received to the city, so they will not be on site. You'll have to pick those up at City Hall once we've received and your payment's cleared. All the automobiles, trucks, and things that do have titles, they will be available. A lot of items on there. Like I say, we've got little police cars, we've got trash trucks, we've got lawnmowers, trailers, just numerous miscellaneous items. I think a lot of those things are posted on the City of Bartlesville site. Also, Miniman Auction Company has a site that you can go to and view some of those items. There is some photos on there of some of those, and then there's a listing of all materials on there. So we've got that coming up Saturday. We're excited about it. Looks like the weather may cooperate, may not. Started out, it was going to rain. Now it's not, so we'll just have to wait and see.
We usually get pretty lucky on these, but...
We have in the past. Yes, we have. So there's a little history on there. I believe we have a few of the old jailhouse doors.
Oh, you're right.
If you've got a little history and maybe you want to collect one of those, or maybe you've been there and want a little souvenir from when you were in the city jail.
Or maybe you've been there and you never want to think about it again, Keith.
That's possible, too.
Those people probably won't come. But
so we have some historic items there. Everything that's sold will be as is. There's no guarantees on anything. Automobiles, we'll try to get everything that's running so you can see that it does run. But again, we don't guarantee anything. So once you buy it, it's yours.
That's we don't typically sell things that are new by any stretch of the imagination. So, but we do have some great items that'll be up for auction. So we'd encourage anyone who's interested to come and join us. Keith, any requirements as far as registration? They come in, they collect the bidder's number as they come in. And then they'll go ahead and register at that point in time. Will there be a buyer's premium or how?
No, I believe Minuteman will have a trailer set up there, and you'll just come in and register with them. Like I said, payments either he said that accept cash or checks. There's no other details that I'm aware of. There will be a few items, and I say a few. I think we have three trash trucks that are operable, that we will have a small reserve on those items.
Right.
But those are the only ones that I'm aware of that will have a reserve. Everything else will sell for whatever the highest bid is. So we got that going on. We might mention also coming up, we've got leaf collection. So starts off the week of November the 12th through the 16th. So that's your opportunity if you've got old grass or leaves, you've cleaned your yard, mulched your yard, that you can put those out on your normal collection day of the week of November the 12th through the 16th. Put it out at the curb in trash bags. They can be clear or dark, it doesn't matter. And then also if you have limbs and sticks, if you bundle those up in lengths of no longer than 4 foot and no more than 50 pounds, put those out there alongside your poly cart. Give us a little room where we can pick up the cart, 4 or 5 feet clearance. But put it out with your regular trash day and we'll collect those. That's on November the 12th through the 16th. And again, we'll offer that service December the 17th through the 21st. So there's a couple opportunities for you to get those materials picked up free of charge to you. We'll come by and collect those, and it'll probably be a separate truck, so don't get excited if the automated truck comes by and picks up your poly cart, but the other stuff's left there.
They'll be coming along behind. That's right.
We will. Might also mention, Mike, we've had a few calls, and I think it's hit the website on the city site that Kelly monitors. Fall to mind, I guess, the last couple of weeks we've failed to open the recycle center. We've had a staff member that's a long-term member that's ran our Saturday route for years and years. We've transferred those responsibilities to a new individual. And through communications, we've failed to get that open on Saturdays. We will get that corrected. It will be open this coming Saturday like it's supposed to be. The hours are 6:30, I believe, to 12. And our Saturday staff normally unlocks that when they come in and lock it up before they leave. And we failed to do that the last weekend or so, but we will get that corrected.
So there's for anybody who's interested, it will still be open. It was not a change in policy. It was just a mistake. It was inadvertently unopened.
Yes,
so we'll get that back to normal. I appreciate you clarifying that, Keith. I know we'd received a few questions about it. So and with that, I'm going to take a moment here to introduce the new chief of police, Charlie, and you feel free to interview him and to do the things that you do better than I do. But I have with me today Chief Tracy Rolls, and the chief started, in fact, a week ago, and we went through a very lengthy hiring process. For anybody who paid attention to it, we we took our time. We received over 30 applications. We went through a series of steps to narrow those down, including they had to participate in written interview. Then they had to do a recorded video interview, which, by the way, was everybody's favorite, sitting in front of the computer talking about yourself. Apparently, it's not that easy to do, which I could imagine why.
Law enforcement, generally speaking, members are pretty humble. they would much rather talk about almost any other topic. That's a sweeping generalization, but I think I would find it true most of the time.
Seems to be very true, Charlie. So, but after that, we narrowed it down again and ultimately interviewed several individuals. And from that, we were able to select chief roles. Chief roles, I think, is I've already heard great things. He's only been here a week, so he's definitely in his honeymoon. But I've heard great things, and we're very pleased to have him on board. Chief, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Chief, you are your most recent role was as the Anadarko Chief of Police.
That is correct.
And you're now in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your work history, your family?
Sure, I'm married. We have almost enough for a baseball team. And my wife even mentioned adding one more just so we could have a baseball team, to which I graciously declined. Hopefully I can win out on that.
Good luck, Chief.
Yeah, thanks. I'll need that. We have a big family. It's a lot of fun. All the families are very, very excited about being here in Bartlesville and the new opportunities that this provides, not only for me, but more importantly for them. I'm excited for them to have the opportunity to be in such a great community. And we feel very fortunate to have been selected, even beyond that interesting interview process in front of that blank screen on the computer, which was... I really think, Mr. Bailey, that you should probably do that as well from time to time, just to have fun with it, see what it was
just
like.
Just to refresh yourself.
Absolutely.
Trust me, I watched plenty of them. We did 16 of those. That was an entire workday reviewing them.
That was probably more painful than the 9 minutes it took me to do it.
Some of them were.
But in all seriousness, we're very excited to be here. My past has really been diverse, and I think has led me to where we are today. And we're very humbled to have been selected. I know there were some great candidates, as I've been told, and that I've witnessed, very great candidates. So whatever it was that pushed us to the top of that selection crew, we're very humbled and glad to have the opportunity to be here.
So again, welcome to Bartlesville, and for those that maybe have missed that part of the story, the selection process concluded, I believe, in August, but joining us as of the 1st of October, and an opportunity to bring the family to town before he actually had to start work by himself.
Yeah, in fact, added to the family between the time he was hired and before he started, I believe.
Yeah, three of the more stressful things that could possibly happen has happened to me very, very recently. And my wife, bless her soul, has not. She's been a trooper through the whole thing. We got a new job, moved to a new town, and had a new baby. And she's handled it probably better than I have. And so,
fair enough.
Thank her for it, and I'm glad for the support.
Well, we're thankful for her as well. Well, Chief, we're glad to have you. Do you? You've been here about a week, so I'm sure you got everything figured out.
I can get in the building. I think that's a positive step.
You participated in an active shooter event. Was that Thursday night?
It was
Thursday night at the high school. You survived that. You were, I believe, a victim.
Let's get the word training or simulation.
There you go.
Probably would be important.
Thank you, Charlie.
All of a sudden, people are going to say, "I didn't hear anything about that on the news because there wasn't one."
That's right. Okay. That was a training, a live shooter training that was the SOT team and members of the Bartlesville Police Department, and the chief graciously volunteered. I thought maybe he'd volunteered to be the shooter. It turned out he actually volunteered to be a victim who was hiding in a room. So
that's correct, and it was they treated me well. They didn't take advantage of me too much, and I survived to come back today. So I think that's a win-win for everybody.
That's good.
Did they have to moulage you up and everything, or?
Well, you know, there were parameters, Charlie, and I made sure that we followed the rules.
no flashbangs.
That's
or,
correct. We left those
tear
outside.
Gas. Yep. Fair enough. Well, Chief or Charlie, anything else that you guys want?
Well, I guess just first of all, and I'm sure you're still getting to know your officer force, so I'm not going to ask any questions about that. But first of all, you mentioned the three traumatic things that have already gone on in your life. What pleasant things have been going on for you this past week or two?
You know, from the moment that it was announced that I was going to get this position, several people from the community and from the department reached out to myself and my family, and that really made the transition pretty seamless. When I arrived last Monday, I felt like I was a step up on where I could have been, just because of the way that people had reached out and provided me with information and let me ask a million questions, Mr. Bailey included. I'm sure that I was bothersome to him from time to time, but he was more than gracious to answer my questions and kind of steer me in the right direction before I got here. And then upon our arrival, the community in the neighborhood that we've lived in has just been so gracious, coming over, bringing food, and just making us feel welcome. So that it's been very refreshing.
Well, I'm sure there will be many opportunities for the community to meet you. We've already missed National Coffee with a Cop Day, but we'll see if we can get something like that going on so that people can actually get to know the chief.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're going to work. We're working on an open house at the police department so members of the community can come in and see the nice new building and meet some of the people of the police department. I think it's very important that to get that community involvement and that engagement from the community and the police department. So we're working on that, and I'd like to do that before it gets too cold, which may be by the end of the week, but we're going to make that happen.
Clock's ticking on you, huh? Well, and that I'm glad that it worked out the way it did, but the reason that there's not been an open house is there were some difficulties with the building that I believe now have been worked out. And Chief was there for a week last week, and I think, is everything okay with the building that you could see?
Everything is good, okay, from my limited knowledge of what a building is supposed to be, yes.
It did what it was supposed to do.
The doors open and close.
Open and close, and the air conditioner keeps the water from falling off the ceiling.
You can find a coffee pot and the roof doesn't leak, you're in good shape.
That's it. I think we're in good shape. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that your transition has been as easy as it has. So welcome to Bartlesville. I've told you that before, but I'm glad that the community's made you feel welcome.
Thank you.
And with that, Charlie, we've got about 3 minutes here.
Which is typical for the last guest in line.
The finance guy always gets the last 3 minutes.
I'm okay with that.
I have Jason Munninger here with me. He is the city's finance director and city clerk. I almost said city manager, but that would seem strange, wouldn't it?
Don't give the job away yet.
It all seems strange to me right now.
It's true. That's true. Jason's the same boat I am. This is new enough to where it feels a little odd. But and we've got some sales tax results, and you have almost exactly 3 minutes.
All right. Well, let's make this quick. Our October deposit we received, mainly from August sales, was 3.73% over the prior year's collections. That's roughly $59,000. We, of course, have to take a portion of that and stick it in a reserve fund for the TIF collections out of the Silver Lake Village. When we account for that, we are up 2.9% over this same time period collected over last year.
Still good.
And this period was up about $36,500. That kind of brings us all around about for the year's collection, not including TIF proceeds, 4.4% up, roughly $289,000 over our expectations for the year. And counting the TIF information there, we got 2.9% with roughly $197,000 up over what we anticipated. Good start to the year.
That is good news, and it's been quite a while since we've experienced this number of positive months in a row.
Seems to be we would have a couple good months and then a big bad month.
Yes, we would.
We're only a quarter of the way through, or a little more than a quarter of the way through, but it's looking good. Hopefully we can maintain this momentum and carry it on throughout the year.
In fact, I think last fiscal year, how did we finish last fiscal year as far as the percentage?
I don't know that I have that information on this sheet.
We were down just a little bit. I think without the adjustments. Was this with or without the adjustments?
This is with adjustments.
So with adjustments with the TIF,
we were less than 3/4% up.
That's right. So that was and before that we'd be down 2.3 the year before, 1.9 the year before that. So last year it finally kind of started to turn a corner, Charlie, and it looks like maybe that's. Hopefully that's the start of a new trend. Of course, there's It's ever uncertain.
Well, and of course, as we go into the shopping season for the Christmas holidays, I will say it because we advocate it with things like our Green Country Christmas
absolutely
promotion, encouraging people to shop locally. And as a former radio station owner that I worked for before I was working here would say, spend your sales tax dollars at home.
That's right. Hey, absolutely, if you can. I would say that if you can get it here, you should do so. And that goes beyond sales tax. That just supports your local businesses, which are your friends and your neighbors. And
support your community.
That's right. And those businesses do give back to the community. So if at all possible, I would ask that everyone do that.
Okay. Well, again, welcome to Town Chief. Thank you so much for your service so far. And I'm sure we'll get to know you much better. Sales tax dollars continue to be a positive news. And that's our community, City Matters on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 News on the way. Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460.